take me out! Let me go into the nursery! Was my cry. What for? Are you hurt? Have you seen something? Again demanded Bessie. Oh, I saw a light, and I thought a ghost would come. I had now got hold of Bessie's hand, and she did not snatch it from me.
She screamed out on purpose, declared Abbott in some disgust. And what a scream! If she'd been in great pain, one would have excused it, but she only wanted to bring us all here. I know her naughty tricks. What is all this?
Demanded another voice peremptorily, and Mrs. Reed came along the corridor, her cap flying wide, her gown rustling stormily.
Abbott and Bessie, I believe I gave orders that Jane Eyre should be left in the Red Room till I came to her myself.
Miss Jane screamed so loud, ma'am, pleaded Bessie.
Let her go, was the only answer. Loose Bessie's hands, child. You cannot succeed in getting out by these means, be assured. I abhor artifice, particularly in children. It is my duty to show you that tricks will not answer. You will now stay here an hour longer, and it is only on condition of perfect submission and stillness that I shall liberate you then.
Oh, aunt, have pity, forgive me. I cannot endure it. Let me be punished some other way. I shall be killed if...
Silence! This violence is almost repulsive.
And so, no doubt, she felt it. I was a precocious actress in her eyes. She sincerely looked on me as a compound of virulent passions, mean spirit, and dangerous duplicity. Bessie and Abbott having retreated, Mrs. Reed, impatient of my now frantic anguish and wild sobs, abruptly thrust me back and locked me in without further parley. I heard her sweeping away, and soon after she was gone, I suppose I had a species of fit. Unconsciousness closed the scene.